Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Oh, hold on. I think we're letting Nick DiPaolo in here right now. And I've had Nick on from time to time back in, on the Howard days. Is that
yeah.
Nick?
Oh, yeah. I feel like he was on less than a year ago.
Was Nick on about
yeah,
a year
I've
ago?
Been here since he's been on. Yeah.
I got to see if I got Nick. I just can't hear Nick, but this is this.
It was February 14th of this year.
There you go.
We had Nick Hello. On
pre-COVID.
Hey, Nick.
What's up, fellas?
You always got some audio thing going on. It always sounds like you're a robot. I was watching some of your other stuff. You got like a robot processing, Nick.
I don't know what you're talking about. Nobody's complaining but you, Bubba, but okay.
I mean, you and I are boys. Like, are you going through a bad breakup or something? Because I've never seen you more jacked up and in shape.
I keep hearing that, and I've always my weight hasn't changed. I've always changed.
It's like you're on growth or something, man. Like you look like Carrot Top. Like you know how Carrot Top just changed overnight to.
Oh my God! I better get off. I better
Carrot
get off
the
shit. Carrot
Top's a bodybuilder now with a part-time comedy show. I think.
is it because next time you get sucker punch, you can punch back?
Yeah, I would like to open a girl's head like a ripe melon the next time that happens.
Nice, nice.
Nice. She sucker punched me. I should have kicked her in a giant clit. Anyways.
Nick's eyes roll in the back of his head like a shark when you didn't realize we're on terrestrial radio. We can't say
something. Oh, I didn't know that. God, okay, I'm sorry. Like I said, she's a nice lady.
And Nick actually knows how to play the terrestrial game. Unfortunately, he's been a terrestrial guy a few different times.
Yes.
I got to tell you, Nick, the terrestrial guys, have you just seen how it's a bloodbath over there? With iHeart and everything?
No, I don't follow it. I have enough problems in my own life. What's going on? I know it's kind of a dinosaur now, right? Terrestrial?
Yeah, well, you know, yes and no, but it's certainly not a way. It's kind of like the comedic business and the fact that there's not a lot of place to hone your trade right now because they're not going to give you a chance to start your first radio show in Grand Rapids, Michigan anymore like you could back in the day. You have to be established and have the infrastructure to deliver various, you know, like syndicated type deal or you're not going to make it. And I think the comic world's the same way. You can't go and cut your teeth on, you know, comedy clubs and hone your shtick anymore, I don't think, with what we're going through.
Yes, right now that is true. Luckily, I'm past that stage. But yeah, I went for 6-7 months without being on stage. And after doing it for 33 years, I got to tell you, I really didn't miss it. But I got back the last couple months I've been out and it felt good to be back. And yeah, they have limited seating, but you know, it was still 150 people at these clubs. So it felt normal, but I felt a little rusty, but yeah, it's a whole different world. That's why I'm doing this live streaming thing Saturday night from Vegas that you can see at thecomicsgym.com or watchlivenow.com. Saturday night, I'll be doing a streaming. I'll be doing stand-up from the Plaza Hotel and Casino in Vegas.
Now, are they going to have a limited amount of audience there?
Yes. They'll have the place holds 500. We already have 250. So it'll be good. It's enough people to have a good show. And it's not a comedy special. It's just me doing my thing. And it's kind of interesting. It's like an experiment. And so the audience is the world, really. I have a lot of people going, you never come to Ireland. You never come to England. You don't come to Anchorage, Alaska. So now they get a chance to sit home, luckily, and watch this Saturday night.
Nick, how's Artie? On a personal note, and I'm not trying to, I know everybody and their brother asked you about Artie. And
yeah.
It's just those that know Artie and love Artie. How's Artie doing?
I talked to him a couple weeks ago for the first time in about a year. And he says he's been clean and sober for 2 years. He's been at his, I think his condo, and hasn't really left his condo in about a year. And he says, you know, he says it's like, it's a full-time job to stay clean and sober. So But he sounded good, you know. He sounded he's still got a sharp mind, and so I don't know how much longer he's going to be a recluse, but I'm just glad he's alive, you know.
Well, you guys did a lot of stuff together, and would you ever open the door back up with doing stuff with Artie again?
Oh, God, no. No. No, I mean, I think that ship has sailed, but not because, I mean, he is one of my favorite people in the world, but I like to do more politics than he does and stuff. And I mean, he made me laugh. So like we did that Nick and Artie show on DirecTV. I mean, we had a celebrity chef in there, you know, a guy had written a book and he's cooking and I'm over there, you know, and all of a sudden I'm getting hit with ziti and stuff. Artie's throwing food from behind the desk at the chef, you know, stuff like that.
I said hi though, and I don't have any way to get a hold of him because he doesn't. All the numbers I have aren't good, no good, and I'm not asking for his number. But just
yes,
tell him I'm thinking about him. You know, I'd like to see him, you know, do well.
Yeah, absolutely.
How have you done the Rogan show, Nick, lately?
I've done not lately. I've done it 3 times total. Last time I did it,
I didn't know if you've been like to the new ago? If you knew been to the new Austin Ranch.
No, I haven't. I would love to see it. I haven't, I don't know. I haven't seen him since I put out my last special. And I don't know. I don't know if I'm too, I don't know.
You think that maybe, you think that you might be too?
I mean, he had Alex Jones on. I think you'd be
Yeah, I mean, good. You look like Princess Diana compared to Alex Jones. I mean, come on.
Well, yeah, I'm not a conspiracy nut, but I like Alex Jones too.
I do like Alex Jones. And did you see it, Nick? Where Alex goes, Joe, I'm gonna die. I'm gonna die. Yeah. I'm like, man, Alex, you're way over the top. Alex is like Andy Kaufman, you know, like he's just so over the top. The drinking's caught up with me, and Joe was like, well, hire a nutritionist or hire. Joe, I just don't know
Joe,
how much.
Joe even offered to pay for it.
And Joe said, I'll pay for it. Like,
why is he? Is he a little heavy?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
He's out of shape.
Well, yeah.
He doesn't want to
see them.
He told Joe. I think I'm going to die, Joe. He literally said those words. I think I'm going to die.
What's he weigh?
I mean, I don't know that he really is. I think it's probably from drinking and Adderall is what I'm thinking. Mm-hmm. His heart's going to explode. I love that.
He'll blame it on the Martians or something, his high blood pressure.
The lizard people.
Yeah, lizard people. Yeah.
Nick DiPaolo will be live from the Plaza Hotel in Vegas. It's thecomicsgym.com. Now you can watch the live stream there. Nick, the Comics Gym's not just this one-time deal. It's kind of a platform now for you to be able to do what you want to do and not have to worry about getting, you know, squelched or anything, I think.
That's exactly right. My manager, Tommy, put a ton of work into this. I got booted off YouTube and demonetized, well, for a week, and then, you know, demonetized here and there. And you know the game, Bubba, the big tech is just these left-wing Nazis who just anything they disagree with, they want to squelch. So, yeah, thecomicsgym.com. I'll be there. Actually, Artie's going to have a show on there. Jimmy Florentine, and they'll bring some up-and-comers and stuff. So, yeah, I'll be able to cut loose. Not that I've been that timid on YouTube, but I'll be able to really cut loose and end my career.
I actually, my career is ending as well when I had to, rely on being monetized or not monetized. But Nick, you know, a little nugget from the Lord Jesus Christ was dropped upon me yesterday. I adopted an 8-year-old from Alabama. I think I'm going to be okay. I think that YouTube likes that. I'm going
to 8-year-old or 18-year-old girl.
She's 8 and she just needs her dad's 70 and her mom's 35.
Oh,
and her dad's going to die and her mom's in prison or just got out of prison. And she's been fostered 5 times.
So you have a black kid.
Oh, my God.
No, I don't. As a matter of fact, into Billie Eilish, but she wants to pick up rocks at my racetrack for $20 a bucket. So
really? But that's true?
Bubba? No, for real. I did have a friend who, one of my friends that I know here in town, in Tampa, her dad lived in Alabama, and she didn't really know her dad that well. Well, she went and visited her dad and found out that she has an 8-year-old sister. And the 8-year-old sister doesn't have anywhere to go because dad's gonna die, and the mom, who's 35, just got out of prison and lost custody.
Oh,
so my friend took this 8-year-old back, and we're, you know, and we're going to take her and get her some clothes at Target and stuff like that. But she got a lot of views on YouTube when I interviewed her yesterday. The fans loved her.
You're going to get her some clothes at Target and then what? Put her on the highway and let her hitchhike?
No, we're just going to try to, you know, make, well, she lives with my friend. And so she's going to go to school and all those.
Good for you, man. Seriously.
So, but
you're a good person, Bubba.
I just want to let you know.
Why do you sound so surprised?
I just want to let you know.
I don't know. I've seen his history. I think I should be surprised, but that's tremendous. I would have, if, I don't know, if you're going to adopt somebody, I always think like an 18-year-old Hispanic girl.
I'm well, trying to graduate.
How about Asian?
I'm graduating that way, Nick. You know, it takes me a while to get there, you know.
That's great. No, seriously, that is something else, man. You have kids already, right?
I have one child. I have an 18-year-old boy, and I'm, you know, so, yes.
Is he getting his clothes at Target?
No, yeah, no. I mean, but my 18-year-old boy, like, just wears a pair of shorts and, like, some race car T-shirt like me. Like, he's not real fancy. We're not fancy people down here. You know that.
That's very that's a good story, man.
I mean, like, you know, you where you come from. Well, I think you actually went to L.A. for, like, 5 years. Didn't you?
Back yeah, there? I did. What a horror show. Well, it was all right. I got to be honest with you. But I
– Well, were you single? Did you do well with the ladies when you were in L.A.?
I did. I did. I went out there 1 year by myself, like in 93 or 94. And it's so weird, Bubba. This is where I've had two threesomes in my life, and they happened in consecutive weekends in LA. And it never happened before that, and it never happened since. Well, I'm married now, but isn't that weird? Two weekends in a row. I've been going through pictures, seeing what kind of haircut I had, what kind of shirt I was wearing. You know,
figure out what it was.
I have no idea. One of them was an ex-wife of a Montreal Canadian. I remember that. And
that's good stock right there.
Absolutely. And the other one involved a handgun.
Were you performing then? Were you doing stand up?
Yes.
You were right.
Yes.
Were you?
Well, what I was. As far as the threesome, I was at the Comedy Store on a Saturday night in the main room. And the one that happened the weekend before that, I was at a bar in Santa Monica. It was so weird. It's just
Pauly Shore's mom.
Yes. I used her hat to wipe my chest.
Wasn't she like the most, wasn't Pauly Shore's mom like the one that like you had to make her happy in order to get some real estate and she would make you a star or not? Is that true, Nick?
Well, I guess, yeah, before I got there in the late 70s or early 80s, there was a guy, I think Argus Hamilton was his name. Supposedly he was tapping Miss, the late, great Mrs. Shore. And that was the rumor, but I don't know if that was true. She was really nice. I liked her. I met her a few times and, I wandered in there. I had only been in L.A. for a week. I wandered in on a Monday night. They were having what they call potluck. In other words, like an open mic or whatever. And she happened to be in the room. And I went on. And the first, like, four guys just died the death of a thousand cuts because they've been doing it, like, a year. And I had already been doing it probably 17 years. And I just went on and destroyed the room. And she came over to me and talked my ear off. And that following a weekend, she gave me a spot in the big room on Saturday night. And every weekend, she gave me a good spot at a good time
to the point where, like, she's kind of a kingmaker a little bit. She, you know, she took a liking to you. And
yeah.
She kind of took care of you. And that probably had a lot to do with your, you know, getting in various places.
Yeah. So it was so funny. I got so used to it. I wouldn't even show up some nights, like on a Saturday night. And then she'd leave a message. I'm going, uh-oh. She's going to call me and go, look, you're not working here anymore because you keep missing spots. And she'd call me and go, you missed your 10:30. So I'm giving you a 9:45 Friday night.
Yes, sir. I'm not going to spit you. Gonna give you a worse time, bitch. Don't ever do it again.
Yeah, I couldn't believe it. So she was a nice lady though. And
now Nick, when you were cutting your teeth and you were doing like that, like who was the biggest star that end up, you know, being kind of in that era, starting like that, you know, like was it Chris Rock or that you end up working with, end up really, really being to the next level kind of deal?
Are you saying who was already an established star, you mean?
No, like who are some of the young guns that you were, you know, work at, that worked in rooms with back in the day that went on and to be big names that, you know, you worked with?
Well, I mean, not in L.A., but as far as in my career in general, Louis C.K. was my roommate for a year and a half.
Yeah, I made him so. Can you help me with that, Nick? He hates me.
Why does he hate you?
Because I back in the Sirius XM days, I had him on and I was being just stupid, you know, being dumb or something like that. I said something stupid. I'm a far different person now.
Right.
He's and Nick, he owned me. He absolutely owned me. He owned me.
He can do that. He's pretty. Louis's pretty good at that.
Mr. Shock Jock, Bubba Love Sponge, don't mess with me. And he completely bitched me out. I would be the first person to say, hey, Louis C.K., I don't think anything what you got yourself into is that big of a deal. Like, and two,
right.
I support you. I would promote anything. I think you're brilliantly talented. And can we start off again by me saying I'm sorry you made me your bitch. And so how you been there, Louis? I love that. But I don't think he even does interviews anymore, does he?
Very, very few. He's I lived with him for a year and a half. I saw his penis 10 times. I'd say 4 times consensually.
Right.
he's dating a French female comedian. She's like the most famous comic right now in France. And I asked Louis how he met her. He was watching. They were doing some award show in France. Like the equivalent of the whatever the Emmys or the and she was she won some award, comedian of the year, and this is a few months after Louis got in a lot of hot water, right. And so he's watching this while he's over there, excuse me, and she has a Louis C.K. pin on her coat,
all Louis needs to see. He's already
That's right.
He's already on the first private jet over there.
Yeah, I think he was already over there actually. So
Uber immediately.
Yeah, he hit Uber and picked her up on a Vesper scooter, and it's everything's been history. So so I think they've been together, and I guess they're not having problems meeting the rent, you know. But
Louis did well, didn't he? I mean,
oh my goodness,
he's coming back. He released a special recently.
I would. Nick, if you could ever just put a word in for me, I know he knows who I am, but if you could tell him, one, I would promote anything he had. And two, I would start the conversation off by saying, you completely made me your bitch. I'm a huge fan. Sorry about the scrap up. I'm sorry.
Anything else I can do for you, Bubba?
No, I mean, we need to drop more so I can promote your stuff as well.
Of course. Absolutely. Me and Louis only talk like, probably like once every 6 months, but we'll stay on the phone for and catch up like 2.5 hours.
I gotta think that I won't be top of the mind with you, Nick, and I get it.
I'll bring it up. No, I'm writing it down right now.
What do you think Howard's gonna do?
Hopefully hang himself. I don't know.
Oh my God.
No, I don't know. I have nothing against Howard. I stopped following the show after the last time I did it. And because I just had other stuff. He was good to me, Howard. So I heard he took a real, his life coach ruined him or whatever. But I don't know because I don't listen to the show. And I still like him.
I just want to know if I know there's a big hubbub of whether he's coming back or not. And this is kind of late in the game. Usually he has it announced by now.
Was he upset that you started going on O&A a lot?
No.
Hey, I guess what? I've had them both on the air and I like them both. Opie and Anthony, and I've actually convinced Opie to get off his high horse and come down here and do some radio.
Yeah, Greg and Todd.
No kidding. And Anthony's looking to move to like South Carolina right now.
Selling his house and moving to South Carolina?
As he should.
Yes.
The laws are a lot cooler for what he does in South
Carolina. That's funny.
Leave it right at that, won't we, Nick?
That was a good one, brother.
Hey, Nick. Hey, more often, call us up and let us know what's going on. Hopefully, we can get a better connection because it really sounds like crap. I know I sound beautiful in your headphones, but you sound like crap on my end.
All right. I don't know what's going on. I have to go.
I'd love to have you on whenever, Nick. You know that I got a ton of love for you, buddy.
You're still in Florida, right, Bob?
Yeah, we got our own little – we got our own studios and stuff down here in Tampa.
He's coming here in January.
Yes.
Listen, I got full studios if you need to do a podcast, you need to record something. I mean, I got whatever you would need, bud.
That's and look, I'm in Savannah, Georgia, so I will be coming to Florida a lot, and I appreciate that. Please, folks, please watch – this Saturday night at thecomicsgym.com or watchlivenow.com at 10 p.m. Eastern, my live streaming stand-up show. I'm going to eviscerate, you know, the Democrats and everybody else.
But, Nick, I need to give you a list of all the markets we're in so that when you're doing something in Orlando or, you know.
Yes.
We can help promote you. Okay?
Give it to Tommy, my manager. He's.
Tommy. Give it to Tommy.
Give it to Tommy. Tommy boy.
Island. Hey, Nick, we'll continue to promote this. We'll clear up until Saturday. And more importantly, let's keep in touch better if we could.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it. Thank you, guys.
Bye. Bye, Nick.
Bye-bye.
Thanks.